for Kobayashi is the left-handed batter, Pat Costin, stepping up to the plate. First pitch misses inside for ball number one. Costin catching tonight after being the designated hitter yesterday. Ashton Zacher was the starting man behind the plate. The pickoff attempt back to first base to make sure Kobayashi doesn't take off is way high. No tag even applied. And another pickoff attempt right back to first. And still Kobayashi on his toes. He's ready. 1-0 count for Costin. Two away. Still a deadlock at zero. And the pitch is in there for strike number one. Costin in yesterday's game went 0 for 4, struck out twice, and he certainly had a rough day at the plate. He's got a beautiful swing when you watch him go, and he shows it off right there, but not able to make any contact, swinging through the pitch for strike number two. And you watch him in batting practice, and you watch him taking those warm-up swings, and it just looks like he is going to crush the ball, but hasn't been able to do it just yet. Committed to play at the University of Indiana. Now the 1-2 in the lefty-righty matchup. Fouled away, and Costin stays alive. Austin did strike out swinging both times that he struck out, and the other two times that he was retired yesterday, it was both flyouts to left field. So no grounders. He's been able to elevate them when he makes contact. So 1-2 runner on first with two away in the top of the second, and a breaking ball can't quite locate the strike zone, and now we're back to an even count at 2-2. Kobayashi still not taking off for second yet. I'd be interested to see if he's going to get a larger leadoff than he has right now. He's still staying relatively close to the bag. And now he takes off. The throw is a ball. The throw down to second. The tag not in time. And he is safe at second base with a stolen base. So a full count to Pat Costin. Kobayashi is safe at second. And there's a runner in scoring position for the Indiana catcher. Austin, a top 500 recruit nationally and the number two catcher from New York in his class, and a swinging strike that hit the dirt, but picked up by the catcher and tags out Costin for out number three. So a strikeout swinging despite a quality plate appearance and working up the pitch count. It's still tied 0-0 through the middle of the second. We'll hit a quick break, and when we come back, it's more Rafters baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Mornings on WFHR.
Nutella just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years. The new flavor is peanut.
I can just see the boardroom, right, when they were doing this thing.
Oh, gentlemen, we have cornered the market on hazelnut and chocolate. We need something new.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant!
Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. the craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Maddox Long, a shutout through the first two innings, and, well, still a shutout for Anthony Mateo as well as he looks to keep that going into the bottom of the second frame here in Green Bay, Wisconsin. It's the Green Bay Rockers hosting the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. I'm Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. Your home for Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball all season long, all 72 games broadcast here live throughout the Northwoods League season. And leading off this inning, it's Braden Buchanan for the Rockers. Buchanan, the designated hitter, he had a 2-1 count last inning before it came to a conclusion on the throw down to second base that caught a man stealing. The first pitch here is going to miss low for ball number one. Colin Helms tried stealing second, as this one is a deep fly into right field, but is well out of play. Into the Bud Light Party Patio here in Green Bay. Yeah, I was walking around the concourse a little bit before the game. This is a nice stadium, I'll say that much, but some weird dimensions. 338 down the left field line, well over 400 to center field, and in the right field, it's about 260. The 1-1 count to Buchanan misses inside, and, well, we're back to that 2-1 count that we had near the end of, well, at the end of the first inning. A 2-1 again, just going to miss here, and Mateo trying to find his spot has it back to a 3-1 count. This pitch missing low, and it's a leadoff walk for the Rockers. And they'll certainly take that. Not the way that Mateo was hoping to get here, and goes back to what I was saying earlier about making sure that you're just throwing strikes. That's what you're trying to do. Mateo was able to strike out Justin Jeanette back in the first inning, but also issued that walk to Helms before he eventually got thrown out at second. Is the pickoff attempt back to first here, not in time, so no pitch yet thrown to Cooper Smith, who stands in at the plate. Left-handed batter from the University of Oklahoma is the first pitch is in there for called strike number one. Smith, the lefty-righty matchup, watches that one miss for ball number one. Back even at a 1-1 count. And Smith, the sophomore from Marlow, Oklahoma, switch hitter as he'll swing and miss at that one. Brings it to a 1-2 count. And sometimes you get guys that are switch hitters that'll bat more from the left or from the right, and there's often a better side to them, as this one is fouled back into the netting, so the count stays at 1-2, but for Smith, he likes this matchup as the lefty against Mateo, and understandably so. Cooper Smith, 6 foot, 200-pound man, as he's fouling this one straight back into the netting. Smith was a starter yesterday and for the Rockers. He didn't record a hit but was able to get on base. 0 for 3 in the game with a walk, but he struck out three times. 1-2 is fouled again down the first base line. And Mateo certainly throwing the strikes a lot more often to Cooper Smith. 5 strikes to 1 ball in this plate appearance. Though a lot of those strikes fouled off. So seventh pitch of the plate appearance coming up for Cooper Smith. The 1-2 count misses low for ball two. Braden Buchanan still on first base. Not looking like he's going to steal, but then again, I said that about Colin Helms back in the first, and what do you know, he ended up trying to take second. Maybe shouldn't have, though, as this one is ripped into center field, but should be playable pretty easily, and it is caught by Clayton, and that is out number one. So fly out to center field. Royce Clayton Jr. playing center field. In left field, it's Brent Gallegos. In right field, it is Hiroto Kobayashi. Around the diamond, it's Luke Skinner at third, J.J. Garcia at short, Noah Ruiz at second, and Jack Guerrero at first. Behind the plate, it is Pat Costin, and on the mound, of course, Anthony Mateo for the Rafters. At the plate now, Caden Sheffield watches the first pitch hit the strike zone for strike number one. Sheffield, the left fielder tonight for the Rockers. Right-handed batter hoping to make some contact, and he does just that. Sends one into left field. That gets down for a hit. Misplayed by Gallegos, but he's able to keep it in front of him, and nobody advances from it. Runners on first and second. Still one away here in the bottom of the second. Caden Sheffield, his first hit of the season. First hit of the game for the Rockers, so... Well, I wasn't paying attention to it. There was a no-hit bid through one and a third. Always like to mention a little bit of a no-hitter, even if it's just one out. Always fun. I always have fun with them, at least. Now up the plate, Diego Urreta. Left-handed batter watches the first pitch miss for ball number one. Urreta, third baseman for the Rockers. He's pushed far back in the batter's box. His left foot as far back as it can go, as that pitch missing high and tight to him brings it to a 2-0 count. Urreta, another guy who started yesterday's game, went 1-for-4 from the plate. He had an RBI in the game as well. Did strike out once from the plate, though. The 2-0 right in there for strike number one. With runners on first and second, he could be adding his second RBI of the season. Only one player with multiple RBIs on Green Bay. That's Justin Jeanette. Urreta looking to become the second. The 2-1 with one away is in the dirt. Gets away. The throw, no throw down to third base. And Braden Buchanan able to take off on the wild pitch, although Caden Sheffield stays at first. And Sheffield probably would have been thrown out at second had he been trying to take off. Wasn't quite ready for it over there, but now you got runners on the corners with one away, so a sacrifice would be huge here on the 3-1 count, but instead it'll load the bases as once again Mateo not able to find his spot, and Caden Sheffield goes to second base, and Diego Urreta over to first. The third walk of the game from Anthony Mateo and a mound visit from field manager Tom Zaglowski. Ziggy stepping onto the mound as the entire infield also comes in to hype up their man. You can't really see the bullpen from down here, but not expecting that anyone's warming up at this point. It's still very early on in the game, but Mateo has been struggling with his control. 35 pitches in, so you still hope that he can at least give you 50 pitches. That's what you're wanting out of a starter at the very least, no matter how rough of a game it is. But we'll see if he can dial it in as the eighth man in the batting order, Joey Canzoni, stepping up to the plate. Canzoni, a right-handed hitting shortstop for him. The first pitch from Mateo. This one's lifted into center field. Should be deep enough to score a run. Clayton running up on it. He will make the throw over to third base instead, or just a little bit off the line from home. Looked like third base, but instead it was down towards home, but not in time, and the run comes across to score. It's the first of the game. The Rockers take a 1-0 lead on the sac fly RBI from Joey Canzoni. So now two away in the bottom of the second, a 1-0 Green Bay lead, and Tate Hartlib stepping into the batter's box. Left-handed batter going up against the righty pitcher. Runners on first and second with two away in the bottom of the second. First pitch from Mateo, high and away for ball number one. Hartlib, a guy from Lawrence University. A native of Keele, Wisconsin. Sophomore is going to watch this pitch miss low and tight for ball number two. Hartlib, spelled H-A-R-T-L-A-U-B. The A is silent. He went 1-for-3 in the game yesterday. Did score a run the one time he was on the base pads. A 2-0 is going to be just a little bit outside. And now up to a 3-0 count. Mateo in danger of issuing his fourth walk of the game. Third base is free, and you'd rather offer up a walk than a hit. But he'll throw the strike across the plate to make it 3-1. First inning was three up, three down. Second inning, though, a walk, a fly out, a single, a walk, and then with the bases loaded, the sac fly RBI from Joey Canzoni. The 3-1 is right across the heart of the plate again, and Mateo able to work back here and bring it to a 3-2. Mateo trying to shake the rust off after not playing this past season at Alabama A&M and just missing outside. It is indeed ball number four. And once again, the bases are loaded here in the bottom of the second for Green Bay. Caden Sheffield going from second to third, and Diego Urreta going from first to second on the walk. It's the fourth walk of the game for Anthony Mateo. Mateo now getting up on the pitch count. He's at 42 in the game. And the batter is beamed in the back. Brandon Rogers couldn't get out of the way of that one, and with the bases loaded, it's a hit-by-pitch RBI from Brandon Rogers. Another free pass here, and that's what's going to do you the most damage here in the Northwoods League. And so Brandon Rogers moves to first. All the other runners advance a base as well. And Caden Sheffield comes home to score. Brings up Colin Helms to the plate for his second plate appearance today. First at bat, this one's hit over to the middle of the infield. Garcia's there, he throws to first in time for out number three. But some damage was done yet again by the Rockers. They score two runs on the frame on one hit, no errors, and you leave three left on base. It's 2-0 Green Bay through two. We'll be back here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Swing for the fences with Solaris FiberFast Internet. Whether you're watching the rafters online or going head-to-head in your favorite game, we've got the speed to keep you in the zone. No buffering, no strikeouts, just home run service from your hometown team. Proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball Club. Locally owned, locally invested. Get in the game at Solaris.net.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, the rafters find themselves down on the scoreboard once again, but they still have plenty of opportunities left to come back into this one. They're only down two runs. It's 2-0 here as we enter the third inning, and the rafters back up to the plate leading things off. It's Nick Adrian for the first time this season. One of the only guys that didn't get a chance to bat yesterday. And hoping to prove himself in his first opportunity as a Wisconsin Rapids Rafter. He's designated hitting today for the Rafters. Right-handed batter watches that first pitch go across the plate for strike number one. Adrian, guy from Gardner-Webb. One of three catchers listed on the active roster. He'll swing and miss at that pitch, and oh man, that was nasty stuff on the breaking ball. And Adrian, a guy who didn't get to see any game action at Gardner-Webb as he was effectively redshirted. That pitch missing outside for ball number one. And you might hear it a little bit through our crowd, Mike, but this crowd is getting invested because Adrian is the beer batter of tonight's game. And with the 0-2 count, they're hoping for a strikeout. We'll see if Maddox Long can get his fourth of the game. He's already got three strikeouts, the 1-2, and he can't hold up on the swing. There is strikeout number four, and, well, the fans are happy. And all of a sudden, everyone's getting up to go to the concession stands as Brent Gallegos steps up to the plate. An exodus of the Rockers faithful. Brent Gallego stepping up to the plate. He was the only multi-hit player in the game yesterday as the first pitch to him is a breaking ball, drops on the lower part of the strike zone to make it an 0-1 count. Gallegos back in left field today. This one is pieced up to the middle of the infield and can't be cleanly fielded up at shortstop, and Gallegos up to first base in time. So with one out, the Rafters get a runner on first base as Royce Clayton Jr. will step up to try and push him over into scoring position. Recorded down as a hit. So Brent Gallegos has his third hit of the season. He leads the Rafters in hits, but he's listed as a pitcher. I didn't get a chance to say that, even though he's playing left field today. He is a pitcher. This one's off the end of the bat to the right side of the infield. Trailing over, the second baseman throws to first in time for out number one, but Gallegos does move into scoring position, so Clayton Jr.'s ground out was an effective one. 4-3 on the put out, and it brings up Luke Skinner with two away and a runner on second. Wisconsin Rapids down 2-0 on the scoreboard here in the top of the third inning. They have out-hit Green Bay 2-1, but they also out-hit Green Bay yesterday. It was a 5-4 out-hit, but it wasn't enough for the win. Doesn't happen all too often, as this pitch misses low for ball number one to Luke Skinner. Skinner, the left-handed batter, and well, I say it doesn't happen all too often. It does happen relatively often, but it doesn't happen all too often where a team loses by four runs and out hits the other team. Skinner, the left-handed hitting batter from Loyola Marymount, he's currently 0-1 in the game today, and a pickoff attempt, well, would-be pickoff attempt, as he stepped off the bag and went back to second, but nobody was holding it down. So the count remains 1-0 for the Rafters' third baseman. Maddox Long has been pitching pretty well so far into this one. Right-handed batter, seeing the second time through the order, and Skinner not able to hold up on the 1-0. So we bring the count even. Skinner struck out looking, his only time up today. Had gone pretty strong 1-for-3 yesterday with a walk as he'll swing and miss at the 1-1. And in danger of striking out for the second time this game. We'll try and stay alive with the 1-2. Runner on second base. Doesn't really seem like Gallegos is trying to steal, more so just trying to be a pest on the base paths, as that one misses outside. Ball two. You can see Maddox Long on the mound. He looks back at second a few times. He isn't thrown back there, but you can tell he's worried about Gallegos. The 2-2, and Skinner knew it before the call was even made. He started walking back to the dugout. That strike three caught him looking for the second time today. That's strikeout number 6 in the game for Maddox Long, who keeps dealing here through three. He's got a shutout going, as we will head to the bottom of the third coming up next on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
I got to say, they've got a live band here, and they've been pretty good today in between innings. Usually you got the PA system going over in between, but here in Green Bay, they got a live band covering a bunch of different songs here. It's been nice. It's been a nice night for baseball here in Ashwaubenon, Wisconsin, and we're right down the road from Lambeau Field, the home of the Green Bay Packers, who happen to be my NFL team, as those who know me will know that I support them very much. But, of course, the Rafters hoping to spoil the Green Bay baseball team, as the first pitch here is hit up to the shortstop. Garcia throws to first, and the long throw is in time for out number one. 6-3 on the putout, and there's one away here in the third inning. Anthony Mateo still working on the mound, although his pitch count getting up there. That was his 45th pitch of the game. He threw 29 pitches last frame, which was very near that 35-pitch mark in which you're no longer allowed to go back out for the next inning, as that one misses low for ball number one. Braden Buchanan, his second plate appearance of the game, right-handed batter against the righty pitcher, misses inside on the 1-0. Makes it a 2-0 count for him. Buchanan, no official AB in the game. He walked his only time up, but did come around to score on it. And he swings a little bit early on the off-speed. 2-0 becomes 2-1. Buchanan, not as speedy of a runner, but he still was able to make his way over to third on the wild pitch earlier in the game, and that was key for sending him around to score, and at least at that point. Previous pitch was fouled off, made the count 2-2. As here we go, as he sends this one high in the air into right field. Short wall, but not nearly close enough, as Hiroto Kobayashi is under it for out number two. Two up, two down in the third inning, and this is the kind of confidence that Mateo is hoping that he can keep pitching with for the rest of the game. Brings up the left-handed hitting Cooper Smith. Smith 0-for-1 in the game today so far. First pitch from the right-hander Mateo goes in there for strike number one. Smith playing first base today. He is, again, from the University of Oklahoma. Fouls this one back into the netting to bring it back to an 0-2 count. Mateo working ahead, and this is what you like to see out of the Rafters starter. Getting ahead in those pitch counts, it's going to be huge to finishing off a batter. He's got two away and nobody on. He's got the confidence behind him and the team backing him up. 0-2 is in there, called strike three. No swing, bat stayed on the shoulders for Cooper Smith, and he'll go back to the dugout rather disappointed after that one. So we remain a 2-0 game through three innings, and the Rafters a chance to cut back into this deficit when we come back here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker in a move for the ages. 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, Maddox Long returning for the fourth inning as he has been cruising along so far against the Rafters. Faced 11 and recorded 9 outs so far. The Rafters still held scoreless. It's 2-0 in the top of the fourth. Leading off the frame for Wisconsin Rapids, it's Noah Ruiz, J.J. Garcia, and Jack Guerrero will follow in that order. And if we get to it, Hiroto Kobayashi would bat fourth in the frame. That's what the Rafters are hoping for, as well, they've still struggled to get these guys consecutively on base. They've managed a base runner in each inning so far, but yet to move them past second base, as the first pitch here by Ruiz is fouled off towards his teammate Garcia, who's swinging over on the first base side, warning track. I say warning track, and it's just different painted turf. 0-1 count to Ruiz. This one is popped foul and out of play. Brings it back to an 0-2 lead in the count for Maddox Long. Ruiz singled back in the first inning. He was that base runner who I was mentioning earlier from each inning. Ruiz was the base runner in the first, although he was caught stealing second on a pickoff. Well, I say caught stealing second, but it was caught stealing by technicality. It was on a pickoff attempt that got him back at first as the pitch had missed low there to make it 1-2, but tough pickoff move, and Ruiz picked off twice so far this season. He was picked off yesterday as well. This one a soft grounder down the first baseline, easily picked up, and three unassisted. He'll step on over on the bag for out number one. Now J.J. Garcia's turn to take on the right-handed pitcher. Garcia still trying to work back from his one for three game yesterday. He drew one walk. He was 0 for 3 in the game, as that pitch is going to be in there for called strike number one. This game, struck out swinging. That pitch going to miss for ball one, brings it back even at a 1-1 count. Garcia, one of a couple different Texas natives on this Rafters squad. This one's a high chopper back up to the mound, and a flip from long to first is in time for out number two. 1-3 on the put out, and it brings up Jack Guerrero with two away. Rafters still yet to really cause much attention on the base paths at all. They got one man on second. That was Hiroto Kobayashi and Brent Gallegos both times, but both of them, it was with two outs that they got on second base. And with two outs here, it's Jack Guerrero at the plate who watches the first pitch miss for ball number one. Guerrero drew a walk back in the second inning. Watches that pitch go right across for strike number one. Left-handed hitting first baseman from James Madison fouls this one back high and nearly out of the ballpark, but instead it'll land in the club suites up there in the 200 level. That's a foul ball from Tri-City Glass Door, residential commercial. Yeah, we're playing the broken glass sound over the PA, but we saw the ball land back in the ballpark, man. 1-2 count nonetheless with two away. And here's the pitch, and that one misses inside, nearly clipped Guerrero's foot, but he stepped out of the way there, and instead it's a 2-2 count. Now that's a spot when you see a pitch going towards your feet, everyone imagines, oh, that's not going to hurt, just let it hit you, but that hits you in the wrong spot, right on that ankle bone right there. Ooh, man. You're going to be feeling that one, maybe not for days, maybe for weeks. 2-2, two away, bases empty in the top of the fourth. And Guerrero takes that pitch for ball number three, and we've got a full count. Guerrero, ever so patient up at the plate, shown it time and time again. Last game saw three full counts, another full count here, but he's going to swing and miss at that one, and he goes down on strikes. It's the seventh strikeout of the game for Maddox Long, who keeps racking them up as we head to the middle of the fourth. We'll take a break after the three-up, three-down frame and come back in the bottom of the fourth as Anthony Mateo gets back to work and tries to keep this one a two-run game here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryan experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz.
Rain, rain, go away. I don't want to ride my bike to work today. Ugh.
Are you tired of riding your bike in the weather? Yes, they say if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes. But why wait? Go down to 8th Street Auto today. stop getting sick in the elements and drive away in a new car or SUV. Enjoy heated seats, premium AC, and comfort. Stay dry and drive away with a new ride from 8th Street Auto and Service Center today.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Leading off the frame, it's Caden Sheffield, who did some damage for the Rockers back in the second inning, and he's hoping to do the same thing here as it's a 2-0 lead for Green Bay in the bottom of the fourth. Right-handed hitting Sheffield, 1-for-1 on the season. And in today's game, watches that first pitch for strike number one, same as he did back in the second. His single helped move Braden Buchanan into scoring position as that one is in for strike number two. So now an 0-2 count goes just inside, and well, that's the spot where Mateo wanted it. And you could see Pat Costin signaling down to him, hey, that's a good pitch. It's where you want to put it. Not always going to get the swing. Now that one, a little bit lower than he was hoping for as it misses again for ball number two, 2-2 count. You're never going to have as good of a game as you can unless you miss the strike zone intentionally. That pitch misses inside for ball number three, but they had a key miss there, not a time when you hope to miss. Still patience from the plate from Caden Sheffield. That's impressive. Working down 0-2 and three pitches later, all close to the zone. He gets off the end of this one, a blooper into right field, and oh man, just off the glove of Guerrero, who nearly caught it. Now the throwback to first as Mateo was covering. Nobody else was over there, but Mateo was and nearly put the tag down and couldn't quite do it. And instead, that's going to be a single, the second hit of the game for Green Bay. Both hits have come from the same guy, Caden Sheffield. That one, that would have been an incredible play by Jack Guerrero, but would have been similar to the play from Joey Canzoni last night, where trailing into the outfield, trying to catch it over your head, behind the back, as a pickoff over there at first base is not in time. Would have been similar to that. The first pitch here is there for strike number one. Diego Urreta, the batter at the plate, left-handed hitter. For the lefty-righty matchup is the 0-1, just barely get a miss and bring it back to an even count at 1-1. So Caden Sheffield over at first base. He already scored a run earlier today, trying to make it two, as that pitch, again, just missing from Urreta. We move to a 2-1 count. Nobody out. Bottom of the fourth inning, it's a 2-0 Rockers lead here in Green Bay. This pitch is fouled back into the netting, and that's a good off-speed from Mateo. He goes a lot of fastball, but when he's thrown that off-speed and the breaking ball, both of them have done a great job at getting these batters off balance. That's when you can really see his confidence start to rise, is when he has one of those breaking balls or the changeups that drop in there, and oh man, just barely misses on the 2-2 count. Tried to get him with the fastball, and a lot of times you're going to see that batter swing at a pitch like that, especially with two strikes trying to fight to stay alive, as that one is going to miss high above the strike zone. And with a 3-2 count, you've got runners on first and second after the walk. And so far this fourth inning, mirroring that second inning of action where Caden Sheffield had singled and Diego Urreta drew a walk. And a mound visit here from Coach Tom Zaglowski means that we're going to be seeing a new reliever and a new pitcher, and that's Cannon Restine, who's going to be checking into the game for Wisconsin Rapids. Restine, we'll get you a little bit more of a report on him, but before we do that, we are going to go hit a quick break here in this 2-0 ball game in the bottom of the fourth inning. You're listening to WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Cannon Restine, the new pitcher for Wisconsin Rapids, who checks into the game after three innings from Anthony Mateo. And, well, not too bad of a start from him, although he struggled a bit with location. Restine's going to be hoping to give him a little bit of a boost with his command here, as Restine's first appearance of the season comes today. He is a returner from last season, one of two guys on the active roster who returned from last year's Rafters squad, although we're going to be seeing a few more Rafters returners come back throughout the season that have been announced as signees. There were eight in total who were signed back by the Rafters, although six of them still not here yet for various reasons. A lot of these college seasons still going on, and might see some of them later in the year. Restine, though, one of those two guys, Krusenberry, the other one. We saw him yesterday. And so Restine's first pitch is going to miss in the dirt here for ball number one. Joey Canzoni at the plate. Restine, a right-handed pitcher, going up against the right-handed batter, Joey Canzoni. And Canzoni, he flew out his last time up, and he shows bunt here, but it's fouled straight back into the netting, and we're back even at a 1-1 count. Restine, he's a guy from Rogers State where he struggled a little bit this season, although he only got 4 2/3 innings of action. Didn't really have much of a chance up there, and now hoping for a little bit more of an opportunity. He's a junior from San Diego, California, as that pitch misses in the dirt, but blocked behind the plate by Costin and keeps the runner on second. That's a big defensive play behind the plate. And that's not going to be something you see in the box score at all. You're not going to see blocked balls that the runner stayed on second. But a big opportunity stopped right there as another pitch misses in the dirt, and it's 3-1. Now, Restine was originally scheduled to be the second pitcher yesterday. Instead, it ended up being Brennan Cohen, and part of that reason was Restine wasn't quite feeling ready to go. Was battling a little bit of a calf injury, as I talked about with Coach Ziggy last game. This one is lifted high in the air into center field, but too high of a launch angle. Should be deep enough to advance the runners as Clayton will throw it to the cutoff man, who Garcia will keep that in his glove. No throw coming into the infield, and it'll be the runner from second moving to third, although Urreta stays at first. So if there had been a runner on third, would have been a sacrifice fly. Instead, it's just a normal fly out. And it brings up Tate Hartlob to the plate with runners on first and third and one away here in the bottom of the fourth. Still 2-0 the score. Rockers trying to add some insurance. High pressure situation for Restine. Even though you find yourself down, it's a huge spot as that one misses away for ball number one. Hartlob, no official AB this game yet. He drew a walk back in the second inning. As the 1-0, again, just going to miss low and away. Makes it 2-0 the count. Kind of looking a little bit at Urreta over there on first base, wondering if he's going to try and take off for second, because a double play could be in action, although Urreta stays put. And the ball in the dirt brings it to a 3-0 count. With a 3-0 count, you're not really expecting any steal opportunity. You're probably not going to be seeing a swing here from Hartlob either. Restine got to find his spot. He pitches, and it misses in the dirt, and that's ball number four. So not finding his spot right now. Restine's in a little bit of trouble. Diego Urreta moving from first to second, and the bases are loaded with one out. Cannon Restine, he's thrown seven balls to just two strikes so far, but he's got to reel it in here because he's getting back to the top of the order as Brandon Rogers steps up to the plate. Right-handed batter. He's got his third plate appearance of the game. First pitch to the righty is going to miss inside for ball number one. Rogers 0-for-1 today, but drew an RBI hit by pitch back in the second. Had the bases loaded, got beamed in the back. The 1-0, this misses low, and again, Restine not finding his spot right now. You start to wonder a little bit if maybe whatever he was feeling yesterday is coming back at him a little bit. And so there's a quick mound visit from his catcher, Pat Costin. Costin, just a freshman and no collegiate game experience yet, but still going to try his best to calm down his teammate out there on the mound. Costin walks back, and now Restine getting ready to throw. He's got a 2-0 count for Brandon Rogers. Base is loaded, so you have no free base. And with a 2-0 deficit, you feel like you got to keep it where it's at. Fastball misses low. 3-0 the count. He had a four-pitch walk of Tate Hartlob after a 3-1 pitch that ended up being a flyout to Joey Canzoni. And this one is fouled off, and there's the strike you've been waiting for. So a 3-1 count for the right-handed batter. And Restine, I mentioned, he had a little experience at Rogers State. Prior to that, he had a lot more. As this pitch gets away in the dirt, it would be a wild pitch if it weren't for the runners freely advancing on the walk. And a run comes home to score on the RBI from Brandon Rogers. Two RBIs on the game for Rogers. No hits, no sack flies, no sack hits. It was an RBI on a hit-by-pitch and a walk for him. Tate Hartlob going from first to second base. And along with that, Diego Urreta going from second to third, while Caden Sheffield came home to score. Now the left-handed hitting Colin Helms at the plate. Taps that front foot forward a couple times as he watches the pitch miss low for ball number one. Helms 0-for-1 in the game. He grounded out 6-3 in the second, but drew a walk in the first frame as that pitch misses away for ball two. Two walks and a flyout so far to start off the season for Restine. This one's hit up the middle right there to Garcia, who'll throw it back to second base after he caught it out of the air, but not quite able to get it as Noah Ruiz tried to stretch out that left foot to tag second base after making the catch on the dish from Garcia, but umpire says not quite in time, so instead it's just the one out from the catch on the liner. I mean, that's a great catch and great reaction from Garcia as well to be able to try and throw over to second. Really noting that is, well, Cannon Restine now, he just grabbed the second base umpire and brought him over to the mound because they're having a problem with the mound. And the umpire says, yeah, something's coming up right now from the turf and that's not right. So Cannon Restine is trying to figure out something with it, but looks like they're going to get potentially back to play as seems like the umpires have cleared the game for action once again with two away. Bases are still loaded after the lineout from Colin Helms and Justin Jeanette at the plate, the right-handed batter. Hit the home run yesterday. He's 0-for-2 in the game today and watches that pitch miss low for ball number one. Cannon Restine on the mound. Now he's set to go with the 1-0 count. It's 3-0 Rockers, and the pitch misses well in front of the plate. And it's a 2-0 count. Another good block by Costin to keep that one in front of him. 2-0 with two away, and the fastball misses once again. A little bit low, and that one bounces off the plate and into Costin's glove. 3-0 the count, bases loaded. So once again, no free base. Got to make sure you're throwing strikes here, and can't quite do that as he misses low, and once again walks home a run. Justin Jeanette gets the RBI as Diego Urreta comes home to score. Brandon Rogers goes from first to second on it. And along with that, Tate Hartlib goes from second to third, and a mound visit here is Restine is talking with Ziggy about something about the rubber out there. Trying to plead his case about what's up with the mound, and it looks like they're going to call down to the bullpen after not quite an inning of action for Cannon Restine, and they'll move to a new pitcher who looks like it's going to be Jack Obrasky, and we'll get you the full breakdown on him coming up once again after a break. This is WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Still a 4-0 game, and Jack Obrasky comes in replacement for Cannon Restine to see if he can keep it that way here in the bottom of the fourth. Rafters offense has been silenced so far by Maddox Long, who's gone 4 shutout frames. He's also seen 14 up, 12 down, only 2 extra base runners than the minimum, so a very good game for Long. But on the Rafters side, Mateo ended up going 3 innings. They closed the book on him after Diego Urreta came around to score. So 3 innings, 2 hits, 4 runs, all 4 were earned, 5 walks, 2 strikeouts, a hit by